Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors into my house to listen to music containing profanity. Tonight, in the house, we have Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Hello.
Hey, and as always, just me and Dave. That's it. but we are not in the normal Glory Hole studio. We have moved to the basement. Dave, you want to describe where we are? How far are you from the furnace?
I'm about 5 feet from the furnace.
Yep, 8 feet from the washer dryer.
Yep, it's a storage room.
Yes, we have created a man cave. And actually, I kind of hate the term man cave. That's what the women have dubbed it. It's a man room, all right? It's a room where I can have all my old posters. I can have my old stereo and my CDs. Hey, you whippersnappers ever heard of a CD out there? Compact disc. It's like a little mini record. So anyways, yeah, we've created a new glory hole. We can be as loud as we want down here. Because we're not directly below my bedroom, which is awesome. So yeah, what are we going to call this, Dave? This is Glory Hole 2?
The Glory Hole Studios?
Yeah. I don't know. The upstairs is the pink and this is the stink. This can be the Glory Hole. This is the stink Glory Hole. This is the stink. Down in the stink. Music to Swear By coming to you live from the stink. So anyways, here, what we've got. We've got the precursor to Christmas, the country episode. Dave and I... what do we know about country, Dave?
Well, anytime I think of Christmas, I always think of country music.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Me too. I don't know shit about country. You want to know what I know about country? All the women country singers of the last 5 years look like porn stars because I see them on billboards. Faith Hill. You ever see her?
Yes.
Porn star. Who else we got? The other one I know her name, Taylor Swift. Porn star. You know Stephanie Swift?
I don't.
Oh,
is she a porn star?
She's a porn star. Super small mouth, little lips. Oh my God, man. Anyways, I'm pretty sure they're related because in order to be a woman country singer in the 2000 decade, you know, the decade of the, what do we call these? The aughts were coming, we're closing out here pretty soon.
The aughts.
In order to be, you need to look like a porn star.
Yeah.
So that's all I know is that they all look like porn stars.
So... I know you were sort of a Minneapolis kid, but you didn't grow up in Minneapolis. You kind of grew up in the sticks, right?
Yeah, I grew up like an hour north of Minneapolis, so it was like it was out in the sticks, I guess.
Was it enough in the sticks where most of your peers were listening to country?
No, absolutely not. No, we still received mainstream top 40 radio from the big city, so no, we weren't that far out. We didn't call the city people the shitty slickers or anything like that.
So you didn't have cars on blocks and you didn't...
Well, yeah, everybody had 5 acres and a okay. fence and a snowmobile trail. And in the later years, everybody had a four-wheeler trail going through their front yard. Yeah, I mean...
So you had everything but the country music.
Pretty much, yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah, had we been like another maybe 50 miles out, it would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you know about country?
Not a whole lot. I mean, there's been times in my life where I've listened to it, but barely any.
Can you name who you listen to, or is it like a fading memory?
No, I can name. About the only country group I ever really listened to is the Oak Ridge Boys.
Are they the ones that did Elvira? No.
Did they do Elvira?
Bow, bow.
It might have been them.
Anyways, so what about the Oak Ridge Boys?
Okay, so I happened to pawn them on late night TV like about a week ago.
Yeah. What show was it?
It was the gayest thing I've ever seen. It's this washed up old country singers and they're doing, you know, they're singing for Jesus now, you know.
Oh, they are?
Oh yeah. Ooh. It was horrible. They had a bunch of a bunch of church people standing around and they were singing songs and inviting people up to get saved and stuff. It was lame.
Was it an infomercial? Or was it like,
no,
it was
like
Letterman
like
or something, was it?
I don't know, it was something like the it's like those late night preacher shows or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so right. Not an infomercial, a religimercial.
Yeah,
a
religimercial.
Wow, I can't, dude. Copyright, my word.
I used to live in Oklahoma when I was young.
Yeah.
I did. And
do people down there talk with that fucked up accent?
Well, I didn't notice at the time.
Okay.
Elizabeth says I still have a little bit of a country twang sometimes.
Wow, okay, I haven't noticed.
I don't think so, but she says so. But
I notice your hip-hop twang, but I don't notice your country twang.
You don't notice the country.
Yeah. Right?
But I was actually in a rodeo one time.
I just choked on my drink. In a rodeo.
I was in a rodeo.
Okay, let me guess. I'm going to guess you weren't on the buck and bronco or the bull.
Bull.
You were on a bull?
Yes.
Okay, my second guess is going to be the clown. You rode a fucking bull.
I rode a bull.
What haven't you done? You've ridden midgets in Czechoslovakia. Now you've ridden a bull in Oklahoma. Tell me about it.
Okay, so me and my brother both signed up to do this, and I was scared shitless. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I must have been like, I don't know, 12 or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was my first question, was the age. So what were you and your brother doing? You needed parental consent, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you talked to your old man and he said,
sure.
Sure, dude. Whatever. Don't
kill
yourself.
We don't give a fuck. They didn't even come, by the way.
Mm.
I think they were working, but
that kind of hurts. Just that stings just a little bit.
So I went first and I got on this bull. And someone who was like holding the bull and stuff said, you know, good luck. This one's pissed.
A 12-year-old. Do they put you on a full-size bull? I mean, well, I guess it seems like it at the time, right?
Well, I don't think it was full-size. I don't know what it was. It was a miniature bull or I don't know. But I don't think it was the full-size ones, the, you know, the 8 seconds or less.
Yeah, the ones that'll turn to kill you after they dump you on the ground.
But it was still a pissed-off bull. And so I didn't know what to do, so I basically got my hand under the rope and nodded my head, and the bull got one step out of the corral and tossed me.
Yeah,
and
just
I
like
went flying. And I landed on the back of my head, and I got a pretty bad concussion.
You literally did. Yeah, they didn't have helmets back then, right? I mean, that was. Yeah, this is like the 90s or the 80s. The 80s, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember you know, some people helped me up, and I was dazed. And they led me into the back of an ambulance.
Yeah.
And just felt like I was high.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like super high. And when I came out of the ambulance, it was nighttime, and there's like a carnival off to the side, and everything looked trippy. And I was like, all my friends that came there were gone. There was no one there.
Nobody even stayed behind. So your parents didn't show up. Your friends ditched you. Your brain is swelling, and you're walking around the carnival.
And I may have been in there a long time.
That sounds
I don't know.
A recipe to get raped, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But I was just dazed, just kind of stumbling around. And apparently my brother actually rode while I was in the ambulance. Okay. I didn't see him. So to tie this back to country music.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, at halftime, I call it halftime. I don't know if they have rodeos call it halftime, but like an entertainment at halftime.
I can conceive
and it. And it was the Oak Ridge Boys. They pulled them in on a flatbed truck trailer into the middle of the rodeo stadium, and they played like 4 or 5 songs.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fucking awesome. You never cease to amaze me, man. I mean, if I said, have you ridden sharks in Zimbabwe, you know, off the coast of Zimbabwe? Zimbabwe doesn't have a coast. Never mind. Oh, yeah, they do. It's in North Africa. Anyways. So anyways, no, you never cease to amaze me. It's that's pretty freaking amazing. The closest I've ever come to riding a bull is jumping off of the top of a shack. And I think in order to qualify as a shack, it needs to have a flat roof. And no doors. Yeah, basically, yeah. Sheep shack. And there were no bulls in the neighborhood, but I had a friend, my buddy Scott, whose dad raised sheep. And so we'd wait for those sheep to get so big, and we'd stand on the top of the shack and wait for those fuckers to walk out the door, and we would jump 3 or 4 feet down on top of them. And that was about the extent of it. And mostly it just ended up you missed the sheep and landed in the sheep shit, and then you know you laughed at each other, but it kind of pales in comparison to your story.
You were nailing those sheep, weren't
so
you?
Speaking of fucking sheep, I went Christmas shopping this week.
All right.
Is there anything that's more sheepish to do than anyways, sheep fucking and Christmas shopping, one and the same? Because it was fucking maddening out there. Joann Fabrics. I had to go there to get a gigantic tub of modeling clay for the kids. And apparently it's the only place you can get a $24 jug of modeling clay. But yes, I stood in line for about 30 minutes. Fucking maddening, man. I hate that. I need to do more shopping online is what I think.
I can't stand lines. Yeah, and that's what I do. It's I bought all of my Christmas gifts the last couple of years online.
I have in the past, but for some reason this year I've abandoned it. And I don't know why, to tell the truth. I think it's because I don't have any good ideas. I need to go out and spur some growth, but When was the last time you actually went out Christmas shopping? Is that your belly?
Yeah, I was sorry. I paused to listen to my belly groan. I can't remember the last time.
Really?
It's been a couple of years at least.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Yeah, I fucking hate it. I will not take the kids with me at all. Well, you can anyways because you're sort of buying gifts for them, but dragging kids around in the first place sucks.
Well, I one time, I think a year or two ago, I took Max to Target. Max is my toddler son. And at the time, his face is basically crotch high to me if he's standing up.
Yeah.
And so we're around shopping and doing some stuff. And he was away from me for a second. And he came running up to me and slammed his face into my crotch.
Yeah, it gives you the big kid hug.
It was a kid hug.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's like the midget doing a butt hug to Becky at the time. You just so happens you give him a big hug and that's where your face ends up.
Yeah. You got a, face full of my, crotch.
Yeah.
But he came up. This was a day at Target. And he came up and said, "Poppy, your penis stinks."
Okay, first of all, he said it. Did anybody hear him?
Yeah. There was a lot of people around.
Did they laugh audibly? Yes. Oh, that's awesome when you can actually get an audible laugh out of them. Oh, that's fucking awesome. All right, that spurs two questions. First of all, how does your boy know the word penis when he's a toddler?
What do you tell him to call it?
I don't know. Pee-pee? Jimmy Junk? Penis is too anatomically correct.
I think we decided we would use the correct words with him.
Second thing is, do you think your penis stunk or what? Did you get done playing basketball or something?
Exactly.
That's it. That's the reason you won't go Christmas shopping. All right. So with that, sheep fucking and Christmas shopping. First song.
All right. Wash my you dick wanna take before it or, I go.
That's advice to everybody. Wash your dick before you go Christmas shopping with a toddler. Oh, my God.
Take it out of context. That's going to sound really bad.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me try that one more time. No, I'm not going to say that again. All right,
you want to make that my ringtone. Wash your dick before you go shopping with a toddler.
All right. I was going to let you go first, but fuck you. I'm going to play my country song first. And I'm a little embarrassed because I didn't dig deep for this one. This is this is off an album that I got off of Dr. Demento when I was about 12 years old. And it's one of three country. I don't know. It's not. I didn't have to dig very deep for this one. So I'm going to play you Gary Lee in the Showdown. The song is called Ethel Pump.
Cue it up.
Everybody's got a tale to tell. Some guys two or three. Mine's worse. I should know because the damn thing happened to me. Well, I pulled into a town. I was tired and lonesome too. I had 35 bucks and a handful of luck and some shit on one of my shoes. Well, I drank myself real slow. I drank down my dessert. My pants were getting kind of tight and my brain was starting to hurt. Well, all of a sudden I saw her, the woman of my dreams. The more I drank, the better she looked and my brain began to steam. Well, I beckoned her to come to me. Lord, how I was wrong. The closer she got, the uglier she was. She looked like Genghis Khan. Mean-looking thing. Big woman. She looked me square in the face. Howdy boy, Ethel Pump's the name. Jumpin', thumpin', pumpin', bumpin', humpin', that's my game. Come on, boy, that's what it's all about. Say your prayers and don't get scared and get that money out. Quite clear to me. She grabbed me by the scruff of the drawers and upstairs to 103. Well, I couldn't get a word in, but I was too damn drunk, you see. Before I knew it, I was down on my birthday seat. So was she. Mean looking thing. Big woman. She looked me square in the face. Howdy boy, Ethel Pump's the name. Jumping, thumping, pumping, bumping, humping, that's my game.
Okay. Fuck this. Come on, turn it off. Turn it off. This is before that fucker does another chorus. I'm sort of embarrassed by that song. I mean, I scored it off Dr. Demento when I was 12 years old, And I'm sort of proud that, you know, he mentions Genghis Khan in it. I'm proud of that. But I can't help but feel like he's faking. Like, this fucker's from Pennsylvania, and he's faking a southern accent. Like, oh, my God, I'm getting down south and get out as the pump.
Well, it depends on where in Pennsylvania. There are some back fucking woods in Pennsylvania. Appalachian Mountains.
Oh, sure. That's where
I had a friend who was from Pennsylvania. He was from the Appalachian Mountains. And he was telling me stories about how backwards it is. And, you know, it's about as country as it gets.
All right. I'm going to apologize to all my Appalachian listeners. But I thought all those fuckers were in, like, West Virginia or something like that.
That's part of it, too. But
the same string of hillbillies?
Yeah, same string.
That's hillbillies, right?
They're probably related.
Okay. So let me rephrase that.
Okay, so when this song started playing, though, in the first verse, after he started going suey and all that stuff, I thought he was talking about fucking a pig.
That's what I thought when I was a kid, too. I was like, what? And that was before fucking pigs was actually cool and fun to joke about. Because there's nothing better to joke around with at the, you know, like the holiday party at work about fucking pigs. But back in the 90s and 80s, that was not cool to talk about that.
Especially when you're fucking sheep in the background.
Oh, yeah, no. You're rolling. So anyways, it's not cool to... always wash your penis before you go shopping with a toddler. But no. So yeah, I'm a little embarrassed by that one because I think that was joke rock, wasn't it? That was our New York guy, our harshest critic, fucking Speams. That's joke rock for frat boys, right?
Yeah, and it was a little cheesy. You know, it was good, though. I mean, it had the kind of the country story feel to it, you know?
That's true. It tells a story.
Right. But he's like telling a long joke.
Yeah, there you go. And there's nothing worse than a long, drawn-out fucking joke.
And the chorus is the same every single time, and they repeat it a lot.
That's why I cut it off, right? Because when your eyes started to glaze over, that's when I knew, like, okay, I'm losing them here. I'm definitely losing them. But, now, I've heard your song. So why don't you cue this thing up? Tell us what it is, and let's cue up yours, because I'm kind of curious if this will qualify as joke rock or not.
Well, I should tell how I came across this.
All right, let's hear it.
My never-ending search for songs with profanity in it, I went to Amazon, and Amazon has a section of free songs you can download without paying shit for them. And they're nice enough to say explicit next to any song that has swear words in it. All
right,
so I just scanned the list until I found explicit, listened to it, and if it sounded interesting, I downloaded it. This is one of them.
Thanks for putting your heart into it. I mean, you can't even drop 99 cents, you fucker, on a song. You got to cruise the free shit at Amazon. Thanks. All right.
Well, anyways, I thought it was worth a try. But
anyways, I'm kidding you.
Yeah, I came up with this song from it.
All right, so who we got? What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is called Tie My Pecker to My Leg. Yes, Tie My Pecker to My Leg.
Okay, and it's by
Mojo Nixon. Okay, so here we go.
Cue it up.
Me, your mama, and some other whore floating down the river on a shithouse door. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. It's going steady with a pig in a barn. Grandma's getting down with the ear of corn. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. Watching mom shave her pussy really gets the kids hard. Grandpa's trying to fuck something in the front yard. Shit to watch her come. I'll tie my pecker to my leg. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. I'll Simon. Ow. Hey, put your headphones in, boy. You only live once, so awful
sure it's only a chance. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg, to my leg. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. Yeah, my gal so fine, gonna suck her daddy's dick. If you saw my poontang's face, you wouldn't give me no lip. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg, to my leg. Gonna tie my pecker to my leg. Woke up this morning with a case of stinky finger. Last night I must have been a designated drinker.
I mean, sir, that song,
dude, that's a classic. That's a classic music to swear by.
Song. All right. So here, just let me. I scribbled some notes during this. First of all, the name of the song is "Tie My Pecker to My Leg."
Right.
Excuse me. Why does he keep talking about his picker? Then is he talking about like his Mexican field picker or his apple on the tree picker? What the fuck's a picker? Tie my picker to my leg. It's kind of like those dudes, those hip-hop dudes talking about their Cadillac and their cootie look.
That's right.
All right? So anyways, first of all, he says picker. He talks about, and if I can go in order this, grandpa is screwing something in the front yard.
Right.
His sister's got it making millions off her 900 number.
Right.
Grandma's doing what? What was grandma doing?
She's getting busy with an ear of corn.
Yep, grandma with the busy with the ear of corn. He went to pussy school. Somebody's giving his dog a Hummer. His girl's so pretty, he's going to suck her dad's dick. He's the designated drinker. And he's got an everybody solo. That's the first time, and I didn't know until you pointed it out. That's the first time I've ever heard an everybody solo.
Yeah, and they did, too.
And the profanity. Okay, shithouse. Shithouse is... That's a good swear word. I mean, I'm going to the shithouse, floating down the stream on a shithouse door.
This for variety. This is like a really good song for variety.
Right. And where mine was weak and sort of contrived, these guys kind of felt like they were just jamming in the back room. So that's what I was thinking. Yours doesn't necessarily, it's not joke rock, is it? Or is it?
Well, you can go either way on it. I mean, in one case, it's, you could call it more joke rock because that's, as a joke a minute in there. I mean.
That's true. But musically, it was way more authentic than my fucking...
Absolutely. You know. It seemed more authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's an everybody solo. Yeah. And that's where, as mine got boring halfway through, I was hanging on this Dick Monkey's every word. I mean, I was... that shit kicker had it going on. Way to go, shit kicker.
That was nice.
All right, so and actually,
and I laughed out loud several times.
Yes, that's
laughed out loud funny.
That's the second time I've heard it. It's much better if you take it notes. So everybody, go ahead, grab your iPod, scroll back 2 minutes and 34 seconds, and listen to that fucking song again. And just to judge whether it, as a true judge of whether it's joke rock or not, I'd like to turn it over to our harshest critic, the New York guy, Tad Speams.
Right.
Email us and tell us if this is joke rock or not.
The Mojo Nixon song.
The Mojo
Nixon. Tie my pecker to my leg.
My picker to my leg.
My pecker.
So, yes. All right, what are we going to talk about now?
Well, what else do we got? We got another song? Or
I do. I have more music, and I guess... But before we fall back on that, there's a joke in the Blues Brothers. You remember when they go to the country bar?
Yeah.
Like Gary's Old Town... No, what the fuck is it? Bob's Country Bunker. He's like, I got us a gig. And they drive out until they find some bar in the middle of nowhere. And Jake walks in and he says, what kind of music you guys play here? Because he's just trying to score him a gig at any bar he can walk into.
Right.
And the lady says, oh, we got both kinds. We got country and Western.
Right.
So I've never gotten that joke. I used to get it because I thought that she only thought there were two kind of musics, and there was only two kind of music in the world, and it was actually just one. But apparently, is there a difference between country and Western music?
No, I don't think so. I think that's what the joke was.
Oh, is that right? Okay, so right. I sort of got it at first.
It's country Western music. It's one kind of music.
Is that right?
So that's what the joke is. We got both country and Western, but it's the same thing.
That's awesome. You just managed to make me feel stupid when I wasn't expecting it. That's good for you. Very good. It's a fucking sneak attack.
Okay, but that's my own call. I don't know if anyone else there can, anyone out there in the ether, can you tell us the difference between country music and Western music?
Yep, let's hear it from the ether. Come on, internet, chime in on this one.
All right, now, so let's move on a little bit here, Tone.
Okay, what are we doing?
Well, do you have any country music that's in your collection now? I mean, do you listen to any country music, or maybe not listen to it a lot, but is there anything that you have in your collection?
You've got me. I'll admit that Gary Lee and the Showdown is not in my normal music collection. I'm not listening to that bullshit.
Yeah, you just remember that one from childhood or whatever.
Yep, exactly. So, but I needed more than one song. So, yeah, I've got the Super Suckers. Now, the Super Suckers are my favorite band of all time. For this decade, anyways.
Your self-proclaimed greatest rock and roll band ever?
Yes. They did a country album. They did an entire country album, and some of it blows ass. Like, it's almost not... No, I shouldn't say it blows ass. There's a couple songs that I don't like, but in all, I'm fucking head over heels over the album. The album is Must Have Been High, and yeah, they took a break. They decided to cut a country album.
And do you like it? I mean...
I
do. You like the album, than a couple songs, right?
I had to sit on it for, like, 2 years... And there was one song that I remember listening to, and I don't know if you've ever done this with the song, like, you say, I will never like that, that just hurts my ears, it makes me want to bleed.
Yep, and then eventually you like it?
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm mowing the lawn this summer, and I'm listening to it, and I get into the lyrics a little bit, and it's actually a love song, and I'm like, dude, this song, I can listen to it now. Right. I did the same thing, like, I don't know if you've ever heard Clash Sandinista, Sandinista from The Clash.
Oh, right, right.
It's like the double LP, whatever. And I sat on that record for like 5 years before I actually got into it.
I've done that too.
And it's brilliant, yeah. What did you do it with? Can you remember what you did it with?
I did it with Rush. I know that. Wow, the first time I heard Rush, I couldn't fucking stand it.
Yeah?
And eventually I learned to kind of blocked his voice out of my head a little bit and listened to the music more, and then I liked Rush a little more.
Nice. Well, that's what I had to do with this album. Like, right. I liked some of the songs. They played well, but the whole album I really didn't gel with until pretty much this summer. So anyways.
Right. So, before you get into this album, of my music collection, there are two albums that I have that are country.
Okay.
That I actually will listen to.
Are one of them the Oak Ridge Boys?
No.
Oh.
No. One is Willie Nelson.
Okay.
Album called Stardust. It's super mellow. It's super like low key, but I love it. I actually listen to that fairly often.
You're going to have to share that with me because Willie Nelson is worth respect, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, it's very, very mellow. Mm-hmm. It's easy listening at its best, in my opinion. Okay. And the other one is Bob Dylan did an album that you could consider country.
Wow. I'm still sitting on Bob Dylan. Like, I have, like, the greatest hits, and I have some of this and some of that, and I have not gelled with any Bob Dylan yet.
None?
Nope.
I bet you I could put together a Bob Dylan collection
like
you would
playlist?
Actually like.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so I can totally understand that some of his songs are hard to take.
Okay.
You know.
So you will be my iTunes genius for Bob Dylan.
I'll get you some Bob Dylan that you can like.
Oh, hey.
I'll pop your Bob Dylan cherry, baby. Okay.
Speaking of pop the cherry, my lovely wife, Becca, just flushed the toilet upstairs.
Is that what that was?
I think we heard the slider come down the pipe. Wow, that's awesome. I love the brown, what are we calling this one? The stink hole? I love the stink hole.
Stink hole. That sounded about a 3.2 pounds.
I think that was a strong double flusher. Do you ever... All right.
Double flush, yes.
I can't go without talking about shit for just a second, all right?
Yes.
For one, and we'll get into this later, I used to weigh myself taking shits, you know, before and after. And before we... But I rank my shits. Like, sometimes there's a double flusher. Like, and sometimes there's a weak double flusher or a strong triple flusher. So the standard shit, like a dainty little woman would take, is a standard single flusher, right?
Right.
You're with me on that.
Yeah.
Two or three pieces of toilet paper, you get the stink out, you're good to go. Then you've got the double flusher, which is sort of peanut butter in the carpet, you know, that business going on. That's a double flusher. Sometimes you've got the strong double flusher where you didn't get all the stink out, but you decide not to just put not, you don't want to go for a triple flusher. So, and that upstairs right there sounded like a dainty woman double flusher kind of.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Well, my wife, there's been times where she asked me to come look at her shit because it was so big.
Really?
Yeah, she come look at this. You gotta see it. It's sticking out of the water. It's sticking out of the water.
Dude, it was like fourth grade the last time somebody asked me to come take a look at one. Do you actually then?
No.
Okay, good for you.
I don't want to see that.
Dude, that's awesome. Have you,
Does your wife come in into the bathroom and you're taking a shit and act like nothing's going on?
Of course not.
And start talking to you?
No, your wife's a freak, man.
God, what the hell?
No, and see,
it's like she comes in and starts talking to me like we're standing in the kitchen.
Ooh, yeah,
conversing.
Yeah. If I'm taking a dump. Like,
don't you smell that? What's wrong with you?
I used to work at this little shop, this little sheet metal shop, right? And my uncle owned the joint. I worked there. And the bathroom door, you could lock it. It was this gigantic bathroom with one stall. Or like not a stall, but a stool, just a toilet. Way back in the corner, like 10 feet from the door.
Right.
It was way too big, and it had some storage lockers and some shit in it. And I used to sit in there kind of paranoid, looking at that door, thinking, you know, that thing doesn't lock very tight. And all some dude has to do is, like, just jam it a little, and he could walk right in, you know? Like, maybe somebody's too enthusiastic coming in, and they jam the door, and they walk in on me. So for, like, 3 years of working at that joint, I was paranoid of this. Until one day, we have got some, like air conditioner cleaner, you know, repair man out there or something like that. And the fucker, like, I'm in there, and I hear the door go, wham, wham. And I'm like, oh shit, today's the day, man. I'm getting walked in on. And I kind of quick sit back down, you know, because I was just finishing up my business. And this fucking dude, and he's like this big black guy, and I don't know if that matters. Nope, doesn't matter.
Shouldn't matter.
This dude walks in with a 5-gallon bucket, and he jams the door open, and he's like, and he stops short right there with the door fucking wide open and goes, oh, sorry about that. I didn't know nobody was in here. But I just need 2 gallons of water. And he comes over to the sink right next to me and fucking leaves the door open while I'm sitting there taking a shit. Comes over to the sink 2 feet away from me and sits there and like fills up his gallon with exactly 2 gallons of water. Then he decided he accidentally got 2 1/4. So he dumps some out and gets a little more. He goes, sorry about that. Thanks a lot. And walks back out. Fucking mortifying, man. God, mortifying. Man. So anyways.
What's wrong with people, man?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I would flee if I did that to somebody.
Yeah.
And then I would.
Yeah, I could wait.
I could wait, water. Too. I'd got to go to the lunchroom and get it. So anyways, we're going to take this thing out?
Yeah, let's take it out with some country music from your collection.
All right, so here we go. So but before we take this out, the emails that I got. The episode hits we got from Israel, Shanghai, and the Ivory Coast.
Nice.
Nobody fucking emailed me. I did a shout out to them. So I either think it was some random bot, government probe, something like that was hitting our website or hitting our episodes, or it was accidents and the fuckers never signed back on. So I'm Shanghai, fuck you. Ivory Coast, fuck you. Israel, double fuck you.
Well, it could have been they listened to it and thought it's shit. And so in that case, fuck you.
Awesome. All right, so email us if you've got something to say. Tad Speams, I expect to hear from you. Email us at...
Plus, send us some song suggestions if you got something you want to hear on the podcast.
Yep, good call. musictoswearby@gmail.com. We're taking this thing out with the super suckers, The Captain.
Got a call from a clown down in London. Town said he's got a great idea. When he started to spew what he wanted to do, filled me full of loathing and fear. Yeah, it filled me full of loathing and fear. Said I've got a zine and I think it'd be keen to match you up with one of our blokes. So gave it a try, but it didn't fly. Now he's the butt of all of our jokes. Yeah, he's the butt of all of our jokes. And I say, Captain, say later. Say, Captain, goodbye. Goodbye. Behind our American backs, he was playing with some evil toys. I said, you may not want my advice, but that piano over there might sound nice. He just insisted on that synthesized noise. Oh, and that just didn't sit right with the boys. Well, this put him in a snit, and he politely packed his shit. He said, country sucks, and he shoved on out the door. I know you're so-and-so from some band. You might have been good, but I'll be damned if I'm gonna sit here and take that anymore. No, I ain't gonna sit here and take that anymore. So I'll say, Captain, say later. Say, Captain, goodbye. Yeah, I'll say, Captain, say later. Say, Captain, goodbye.
Always wash your penis before you go shopping with a toddler.